A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
It's Sunday the 12th of July, and we have at last come to the final story of Mark's first chapter. And this was the story that Jim Walford preached so wonderfully last Sunday. Let me read it to you now. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it, and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. This is an absolute picture of the work of the gospel. We are being taught here what the gospel does. And the great theme is that the gospel calls outsiders. There's a great tendency, because we are fallen human beings, to think the gospel is for good people, or respectable people, or righteous people. But it is for those who are outside the pale. And as a leper, you were certainly outside the pale. Leprosy was regarded as something that removed you from fellowship with God. It was a requirement in the Old Testament that if you were a leper, it was repeatedly made the point that you were unclean, you were to keep away from the people of God, and you had to isolate yourself and keep your distance. And it was a miserable experience to be a leper, because you were, in effect, the only one who was separated from fellowship with the family of God. It's a picture of uncleanness. And that's why the leper, the plea that he makes to Jesus, is a plea to be made clean. And we see that Jesus marvelously responds by instantly being moved with pity and stretching out his hand and touching him. He was breaking the social distance convention. You see, it was not that Jesus would catch the leprosy of the leper, but rather the leper would catch the contagious righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a marvelous picture of the cleansing work of the gospel. And then in verse 43, we have Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone." Now, that's puzzling. Surely we would want the leper to go around doing actually what he did, which is saying, look what Jesus has done to me. But we see this theme has already been brought out a couple of times in this chapter already. Do you remember in verse 24? When the demon in the man in the synagogue identified Jesus as the Holy One of God, and Jesus immediately rebuked him, saying, "Be silent." And then in verse 34, we're told at the end of the verse, he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. Jesus commands the demons to be silent. He does not wish them to identify him. And we find this same principle at work at the pivot point of the gospel. If we go forward to Mark chapter 8, we get the great moment when Peter finally realizes who Jesus is. He says, "You are the Christ," Mark chapter 8, verse 29. And then the next verse, we would expect Jesus to be saying, "Good, I'm so glad you've understood that. Now go and tell all people." But instead we get, "And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him." So this theme of not telling anyone else is common to the first half of Mark's Gospel. And the reason is this. Because the first half of Mark's Gospel is teaching us who Jesus is. The second half of the Gospel is teaching us what he came to do. And we cannot understand what he came to do until we understand who he is. He is very God in the flesh. And only when we get that can we understand the amazing nature of what he came to do, which was to die on a Roman cross for the sins of his people and thereby take their punishment and provide for their complete cleansing and the accounting of his perfect righteousness. And so Jesus is, in effect, telling the man not to speak to the public about what has happened. And we see that the man is disobedient to that. We're told in verse 45 that he went out and began to talk freely. And as a result, Jesus could no longer openly enter a town. Now, what is the priority of Jesus? Well, we saw in verse 36 that he came to preach. And his priority is therefore preaching, not miracle working. And that means that the miracle working now has caused a problem. He can't openly go into the towns because all people want from him are miracles, cleansing and deliverances from whatever their particular illness or sickness is. And so what has happened as a result of this leper's disobedience, which is Jesus' primary task to preach the gospel, has in effect been adversely affected. But that's not to say that the leper wasn't given a mission. He was told, according to verse 44, to go and show himself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them. Now, what's going on here? Well, what we're seeing is this. Jesus is, in effect, commanding that witness be made to the religious establishment. He has not yet fallen out with the religious establishment. That will begin to happen in the next chapter. And a great break will come in chapter 3. But until then, Jesus is here wanting the people of the religious establishment to realize that God's Savior has come. The kingdom of God is at hand, as Jesus said in verse 15. And this cleansed leper is now a man with a message. He is to carry that message to the religious authorities so that they can recognize that the Messiah is amongst them. And that is the great message that Jesus wanted the man to spread. Good news for unclean people. But instead, Jesus was hindered in his preaching. But what the leper presents to us is a marvelous picture of the cleansing work of Jesus. And within that, we also get the means. And I found the Sermon of Jim very helpful in pointing this out. You see, the situation of a leper was that you could no longer openly enter towns. You had to keep out. You had to shout unclean. You had to stay in desolate places. But what has happened as a result of this leper's cleansing is that the leper's situation has been forced upon Jesus. In verse 45, we're told so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places. You see, he has, in effect, suffered the leper's restrictions in having cleansed the leper. And it points to, I think, as Jim made the point, to the penal substitutionary atoning death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, what that means is this, that when Jesus went to the cross, he took the place of his people. He suffered the punishment that was due to his people for their sins. He bore in himself the consequences of those people's sins and thereby dealt with them and provided that wonderful cleansing. And so it points ahead to the cross, and it calls all who are unclean to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive what he has done, to turn away from whatever is getting in the way of that and to come and look at the evidence. And we at Lionsdown would be only too happy to help anyone who is interested in doing that. Heavenly Father, thank you for that cleansing for the unclean through the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, would many understand this? Please, would many, for your glory's sake, be cleansed through him? We ask this in his precious name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.